Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
Welcoming Brent Davidson in the studio this morning on that romantic note. But anyway, we'll...
Anything called that before?
We'll deal with that. It's Motoring Matters this morning, and you've come up with a really great idea. This is the top five tips for...
Good morning, Todd.
For buying a new car and a used car. And then we'll go on to some of the things you should think about whenever you buy any car. So first off, before we get started, is there a better time of the year? Because we're seeing all the end of financial year sales. Is there a better time of the year to buy a car than another?
End of financial year, end of the year, and, believe it or not, to a lesser degree, the end of each month when the car salespeople want to get their numbers up.
Okay, so end of the year, end of financial year.
Just go
year,
with end.
Okay.
End sums it all up.
Fantastic. All right, so there you go. So, all right, if you're having a hunt around and maybe you can't stretch to a new car, top five for used cars.
Top five for used cars. You don't know that your car's had a history. You don't know what its history is, how many owners it's had. Low kilometres mean some kilometres, so you have to be a little bit careful. You have to do some detective work. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, a car that is less than 5 years old might have some warranty on it.
Right.
And warranties are transferable. I mean, some warranties are up to 7 years now.
Which is amazing when you consider years ago you got 12 months and that was it.
Yeah. When you buy used, consider that you have no say in the colour or the options of the car you want. So that you know, Falcon Fairmont you want, you didn't really like it in bright green, but, you know, the car's there, the colour's not. So these are things that have to be considered. And also, this might be a good thing for some people. When you buy used, you will get more metal for your money. So you consider that the 20 grand that you want to spend on
whatever,
a Hyundai i30, you can... You know the size of a Hyundai i30. It's a small car. But if you go for a five-year-old car for that same 20 grand, you might end up with a very nice Holden Commodore, which is a bigger vehicle, bigger engine, you know, more luxury to it. So these are the things to be considered when you're buying used.
Bang for buck, basically.
What, bang for buck, metal for money? Let's make up a nice little saying.
Yeah, it was.
But yeah. Different to new.
Okay, so before we go on to the new, I've got this theory, and I'm sure you would understand this. You've been out, you've had a look, you might be there with your hubby or wife, and you walk around and you have a chat to the salesman or woman, and then they tell you that it's worth X, and you say, well, I'm prepared to pay Y, and they come out with the magic words, hang on a minute, I need to go and talk to my manager.
Yes.
Now, I've got a theory that they walk away, they go into someone's office and say, gee, what a great State of Origin game last night. And then they'll go, they'll look at their watch and they'll go, yeah, been here 5 minutes. They'll trundle back out and they'll go, nah, I can't do it. The manager said no. Am I right?
Partly right, Todd. Okay. Let's go with partly right. Yes, they may well have the whole deal sewn up before they go and have a chat about the State of Origin.
Okay.
They might not.
I'm not trying to be a, you know, conspiracy theorist, but that's my belief, that it's part of the to and froing for buying a car.
It is the rite of passage of car purchase.
Okay.
And we'll never know about the secret machinations that go on behind closed doors.
If you don't want to take Brent's advice and you want to go new, top five tips for buying a new vehicle.
Okay. Keep in mind that you will, as I just said, you will get less metal for your money when you buy new, using that 20 grand as an
example.
The good side of it is you'll have 0 kilometres on the clock. Nothing's been used. It is all tuned up to factory specifications. 2NUR isn't even set on the radio. That's how new it is.
Oh, we've got to work on that.
Yeah, I know. The other good thing, it comes with a full parts and repair warranty. So, you know, 3, 5, 7 years, and it's all yours. It will come with fixed price servicing costs. It will have the latest safety equipment, which others probably will not. Here's one you didn't consider. Your new car loan repayments and insurance costs will probably be lower on a new vehicle than on a used vehicle.
Okay.
So that's something to think about. Yep. And it, as we also mentioned, when you buy new, you get to pick the colour, the options, the trim colours, whether you have alloy wheels or, you know, hubcaps.
Window tinting or
all of
whatever
that stuff.
You've got in that all situation. That stuff. All right, so there's something to think about. Before we let you go today, I've got a couple of other things to think about when you take that step into the unknown of the car yard.
Yeah, these are the things your mother always told you, Todd. Buy with your head and not your heart. Don't let your ego come into this.
Oh.
Weigh up your needs and buy for purpose. Do your pre-purchase research on vehicle reliability, recalls, replacement part costs and servicing costs. And if you're buying a used car, have a personal property security register check. We used to know this is the revs check.
Yep.
See if there's money outstanding on that car. Even check to see whether that car's been written off or not.
Okay.
It may well have been and moved interstate, repaired, and you're buying it.
Rebirth, that's you're buying the last junk. Thing you want. Okay.
And finally, buy the best car you can afford.
Yeah, it makes sense, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
And can I add one to that?
Yeah.
Be prepared to walk away.
Oh, yes.
There's always another car.
There is always another car.
Hopefully that has been helpful to you, Brent. Thank you very much.
Always my pleasure.
Motoring Matters, the man who knows all about cars, Brent Davidson.
2NURFM 103.7.